Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's One Last Thing with co-host Slava Cooperstein. Today, we're going to be talking about the Ravens' playoff chances. Obviously, took a hit with the loss in Pittsburgh this last weekend. We're going to try to take you through the playoff tiebreaker system and how that impacts things. It is a very big deal this time of year, of course. Slava, how you doing?
Doing fine, Ken. Best I can after that tough loss to the Steelers, which I think as we'll go through this today, shows that it has put a damper on the possibility of the Ravens winning the division. But of course, you know, that's why you play the games on Sunday. So we've got plenty of season left. So,
all right. Well, we're working off basically a color-coded chart I created that I've tweeted a couple times. I'll tweet it again probably at the time I promo this episode. So if you want to look around for that in my timeline, you'll be able to find it and maybe follow along if you want to. If you're listening to this podcast on your phone, want to get to a computer, that generally works pretty well. But we're going to start right in the division with the situation against the Steelers. And to do this, we need to understand kind of what is the order of tiebreakers, I think, is the first item of importance here. So the very first is head-to-head. And most people know that, hey, you want to win the head-to-head matchup so you can do this. By losing the first game to the Steelers, the Ravens have put themselves in a position where they cannot win by head-to-head tiebreaker, but they must win the second game against the Steelers to have any chance to win a tiebreaker against them.
Yeah, no, it's obviously it was a squandered opportunity. You know, the Ravens, I think, by most estimations, had the more talented team and had a real opportunity to go into Pittsburgh and put the team on it, you know, put that team on its heels. But you know, this is a really unfortunate circumstance, because as we go through, you know, some of the other tiebreakers, you know, the Steelers will have all of the remainder of their division games against, you know, a potentially feisty Bengals team, but an already beat down Cleveland team. You know, they have a lot of opportunity ahead of them, and we're going to need some things to break our way for the remainder of the season if we are to overtake the Steelers for the division.
Right. I think, you know, what it comes down to for me is they're getting very close to a point where they're going to need to outright the Steelers to beat them for the division. And when I say that, it means finishing a full game ahead of them so that tiebreakers don't matter. But we'll go through this quickly. The next in within a division tiebreaker is division games. Now, if you look at this, the Ravens have already lost one game to the Browns. They've also lost one game to the Steelers. But presumably, and the only way this will even this tiebreaker will even come into play is if the Ravens beat the Steelers in the second game. So they'd be 1-1 in the division against the Steelers, and they'd be 2-1 against the other teams with one game remaining. That's the Browns on the final week of the season. And the Steelers still have all four games left to play against the Browns and the Bengals. And as we basically will come to understand in this, if the Steelers don't lose two of those games, the Ravens are unlikely to win any sort of tiebreaker against the Steelers. So the Ravens would have to lose two games to the Bengals and Browns while the Ravens win their last game against the Browns to possibly win that tiebreaker. And that would also require the Ravens to win the second head-to-head matchup against the Steelers. That is a very tough row to hoe, depending on a lot of help from a couple teams that just do not seem to really be in a good place this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think a lot of this sort of depends. If we're just talking about division games, I think a lot of this depends on what the Bengals sort of outlook is kind of looking like in week 18.
Great point.
Yeah, if the Bengals have any chance of winning or of securing a wild card spot week 18, and I'm sure that it would take them up until week 18 to do that, then that's going to depend on what's going on in the other divisions as well. What's that third wild card kind of looking like in terms of, like, is 9-7 going to get it done, right? Because, you know, if it is and the Bengals go on a run and they have a chance, then that all of a sudden becomes a much tougher game for the Steelers, because otherwise, you know, are the Bengals gonna just mentally be out of it? Are they still playing for Zach Taylor? Are they out on him? You know, it's a lot to hang your hat on.
Yeah, and Zach Taylor wouldn't be real excited about tanking a game, but Bengals management might be, and they might even make a change to an interim coach if they were thinking about getting rid of him. I don't really think all that's going to transpire. And I think there's a reasonably good chance that game means something to the Bengals on the final week, because the last AFC wild card is actually going to have a pretty crappy record. But we'll see how that plays out. And that definitely is a very, very good point. Week 18 motivations are so key and so important to the wild card race. It's the week where you see a big divergence in terms of spreads. If you look at the spreads in week 18, compare them to, say, spreads in week 2 or 3 or 4 or any, and pretty much any previous week of the season, you'll see gigantic 16, 17 point spreads where one team has everything to play for and the other team has nothing to play for. Oftentimes you'll have a team that already has clinched, like the 2023 Ravens, say, who played the Steelers, had nothing to play for, rested a bunch of starters, and basically took the week off waiting to play their playoff games. So it's, you can have that kind of motivational situation going in either direction. So let me continue on with the Steelers here, though. The common games situation is next. The Ravens are already in a position where they could do no better than tie the common games tiebreaker. against the Steelers. That's unfortunate, but it's just where they are at this point. Hopefully if the Ravens actually get down to common games, they've almost certainly have lost the tiebreaker to the Steelers. They'll need to really win it at the division game level if they don't outright them. But that's the division games is the only real chance the Ravens have to beat the Steelers with the tiebreaker.
Sure. Yeah. I know the Steelers, still have an opportunity to play against the, Kansas City Chiefs, who beat us, and then also the Eagles, who neither team has played yet, but it'll be, yeah, it doesn't look like they can pull ahead in that respect.
Mm-hmm. If I go down to the very last thing, I get to conference games. Now, the Steelers are 3-1 in their conference games, and the Ravens are also 3-0 in their conference games. So it's actually not impossible that the Ravens, in their non-conference games, I should say, which you want to be worse in, by the way. And by the way, it's a little shortcut to tiebreaking procedures. If you want to look at conference tiebreaker, that's usually very hard to figure out. Look at their non-conference record. If their non-conference record is worse, then their conference record has to be better, because the other precept is you have to be tied. So if you're worse in non-conference games, you're automatically better in conference games. It's usually the much easier way to figure it. Well, anyway, either the Ravens or the Steelers theoretically could win the conference game tiebreaker, much more likely with the Ravens already having a 3-0 record there, and the Steelers already having a loss with another game against Philadelphia coming up, that the Steelers are going to actually win the AFC conference game in the event of a tie. So that's not a tiebreaker the Ravens would look forward to fondly if they somehow got tied in the division and were able to maintain a tie in common games as well. It's they really need to win the division games tiebreaker versus the Steelers to have any hope of not having to outright them in the standings.
Yeah, and that just, you know, that comes down to pinning your hopes on, them losing, like you said, those two of their non-Ravens AFC North games over the next few weeks. They do certainly, it's very tough to have four or five of your remaining, division games in that short of a time span. I mean, it is going to be brutal regardless of how beaten down the Browns are or how out of it the Bengals might be by then. Those games are always just very tough. The teams don't like each other. And so, you know, it's definitely not a walk in the park. But again, you know, you can't really rely on a team like the Browns necessarily to go ahead and get a win, which is, again, why it was so devastating that we lost to them in the first place. And that's kind of where we are.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. The Bengals, there's only one tiebreaker to consider, and the Ravens have already won it by going 2-0 in the head-to-head. And again, the only thing I'll say about this is three-way ties are possible. And if that's the case, then things can go to a different level to be discussed. But as it stands right now, in a two-way tie with the Bengals, which is more likely to occur, frankly, for a wild card, then the head-to-head advantage the Ravens have is very significant. It really means they're 3.5 games ahead of the Bengals and not just three games in the standings. So the Bengals would have to win four more than the Ravens do. And then we'd be talking about a most likely two teams with a 10-7 record if the Bengals were to run the table from this point, competing for probably the sixth or seventh AFC wildcard seat.
Yeah, I think the Ravens did really well to put a dagger in the hopes of the Bengals' playoff chances. It's a team that we don't want to see in the playoffs for sure. Just because you don't want to see your division rivals. Burrow's been playing out of his mind. You know, give them, you know, if T. Higgins were to, you know, come back and play, certainly, you know, that's not something that they'd want to face. So it's good that we have that like bit of extra insurance to ensure that we stay ahead of them in the playoff seeding towards the end of the year.
All right. We're not even going to talk tiebreakers with the Browns. We'll move into the other wild card and divisional team. So the tiebreaker rules are the same, whether you're playing going for seeding. So the Ravens still have a chance to win the division. It's been reduced significantly, but they have a chance to win the division. If they do, then these tiebreakers become important for seeding 1, 2, 3, 4 in the playoffs. And the big one they have is a head-to-head win over the Chiefs. So kind of unfortunate, of course, that the Chiefs ended up losing to the Bills this last weekend.
Yeah, I immediately thought of that too. I mean, you know, at first I was just thrilled to see the Chiefs lose, just to sort of on an emotional level. But then you know, you realize we don't really have a reasonable hope of catching up to the Chiefs. You know, even if you run the table, they'd have to drop, you know, more games than you would reasonably expect.
Four more, yeah.
Yeah, and so.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium, 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Oh, and so for the Bills to go ahead and win that one, just puts them in a better position for divisional seedings, because they have to they've lost two games, right? And so we've lost four, so they'd have to lose two more. And we'd have to be in charge of the AFC North for that to really affect us, because the Bills are going to win that division.
Yeah, and I guess I would say this: if the Ravens run the table, I think the chance is outstanding that they win the North. Not 100% or anything, but it's well over 50%. Might be 80%. The Steelers would have to basically win every game. They would have to win every non-Ravens game. That's what they'd have to do. Mm-hmm. Or actually, they would not have to quite do that. They could win. They would not have to quite do that. I still think the chance is very high, obviously, if the Ravens run the table. And if that were to happen, I think there's a pretty good chance they catch the Bills. The number two seed is not completely out of the question at this point. That's the big prize for the Ravens. They have another big game for that purpose coming up. I'll jump to that one right now, and that's against the Texans, where they have already lost the conference games tiebreaker to the Texans. And I won't go into details on this, but it has to do with the fact that the Texans already lost, I think it's three NFC games, and have a good AFC record. So the only way they can win the Texans, and the only tiebreaker that's likely to matter in any case, is the head-to-head on Christmas Day. So they have a... if that the only reason that the conference games would come into play at all would be if that game ended in a tie. So unlikely, we'll say. Right. The Ravens really need that win against the Texans. That could be a substantial seeding game, only if they win the division. But it's an important game regardless, in terms of total wins for them to possibly outright the Steelers.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Texans aren't looking quite as imposing as one would have thought at the outset mm-hmm. of the season. I think that it's sort of been a classic sophomore slump year for C.J. Stroud, and obviously they've dealt with injuries as well. But, usually when a quarterback takes the league by storm the first year, things don't go quite as smoothly the second year with a full year of NFL tape on the books for defensive coordinators. So, I feel pretty good about that one. But again, Ravens need to be saving their best football for this last run.
Right. Let's talk about a few other teams here. The Dolphins, still a slim chance to get into the playoff picture. They've been playing better, obviously, with Tua, but the Ravens have no head-to-head against them, so it'll come down to conference games and then common games. Conference games, they have almost certainly lost that tiebreaker, but they're not quite there yet. The best they can do is tie it. If they did, it would go down to conference games, and that would also common games, and that could be at this point won by either team. So they probably must outright the Dolphins would be my set, but I think they probably also will outright the Dolphins, right? if they so it's not a high risk situation. It's just would be very bad if they got into a tie with the Dolphins for a lot of reasons. Very similar situation with the Colts. They can do no better than tie the conference games. There's no head-to-head. Conference games is the second tiebreaker. They cannot win it by that, but they can lose it. So they do not want to get into a tie with the Colts. Again, we're talking about, a 4-6 team right now in the Colts? Colts are 4-6.
Yeah.
5-6. 5-6. Sorry about that. Obviously it would be bad if they got into a tie with the Colts for a lot of reasons, and hopefully that won't occur. They're two games ahead of them right now, and they probably need to outright them. So they're really only about one and a half ahead, if you want to think of it that way.
Yeah. Again, you know, this is sort of these, you know, both Colts and Dolphins. I mean, you're kind of looking at these teams as definitely an echelon below the Ravens, and you know, as opposed to your Bills and Chiefs and Steelers, you know, the competition that you would sort of more equate with the Ravens. So if you're playing down to their level and dropping the number of games that they're dropping, then something has seriously gone off the rails.
Right. I think that's kind of the conclusion we're going to be coming to at the end, is something has to pretty seriously go off the rails for the Ravens to not make the playoffs from this point. It's not impossible, but it would be very bad. Get to the Chiefs next. So we're getting to these AFC West teams. They've already lost a head-to-head to the Chiefs. They are three full games behind them, or three games in the loss column behind them in the standings. They're not catching the Chiefs this year. The Chiefs would have to lose at least four ball games. Now they're three back. Yeah, they'd have to lose four ball games, and the Ravens would have to run the table for them to catch them. So that ain't happening, folks. But we talked a little bit earlier about why that was a bad result then for the Chiefs and Bills. Let's move on to the Chargers, because this game, really, you can kind of understand the significance of it. It's more of a seeding thing against the Chargers than it is anything else, because it'll be probably for wild card seeding that this tiebreaker would be needed. But all tiebreakers are now open. But the one that will determine it is the head-to-head, unless there's a tie in this game. So on Monday night, they'll play. Chargers are 7-3. Ravens are 7-4. If the Ravens win that ball game, they move ahead by half a game in the standings, but really by one and a half, really in the notion of the wild card from a loss column perspective. And they'll be in better. Actually, they'll still be half ahead, won't they? Because they'll be both teams will have four losses, but they'll be in a much better position to try and win that tiebreaker against the Chargers. In truth, the tiebreaker with the Chargers is probably going to be the kind of thing that decides which team is the five seed or the six seed in all likelihood, and not something lower. It could be 6-7 also if Denver were to suddenly get hot, but there's not a lot on the line in terms of that tiebreaker.
If you know, you'd hope that John could get his team up for horrible three. Mm-hmm. You know, we're 2-0 so far. So you know, I'm sure Jim thinks he's due, but you know, let's hope it doesn't go that way. And I am curious though, Ken, what your thought is as to whether it was better for the Ravens or not that the Chargers beat the Bengals this past week.
Tough question. I mean, in a sense, I don't want the Bengals in the playoffs. And in another sense, why not give the two seed a tough game? It's not likely to be the Ravens who get the two seed at this point. I'm not sure it was a terrible thing. And bumping the Chargers down a notch might have helped in terms of tiebreakers, because the Chargers are the one team who can lose this game head to head and still possibly outright the Ravens. I don't think too many of the other teams that are in wild card country are really in a position to easily outright the Ravens, but the Chargers can do it. So I'm mildly concerned about it. I probably would have been happier if the Bengals won.
I think I agree with you. But it is pretty marginal on either side. I think you're sort of, you know, picking nits at that point, but it is an interesting thought exercise.
Maybe one other thing would be that having the Bengals stay in at large longer means a better chance for a week 18 motivational situation for them versus the Steelers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a Bengals win probably, yeah, makes those games a bit tougher for the Steelers. But you know, we'll see. Either way, you know, all we can hope is that these AFC teams just beat the hell out of each other, and you know, we emerge victorious.
All right. Well, there you go. The last team in the AFC who I think is worth discussing is the Broncos. The Ravens have already won the head-to-head, so we don't really need to concern ourselves with other tiebreakers. And again, I'm looking only at two-way ties. So, you know, if the Broncos and Chargers and Ravens were in a three-way tie, that could well change this overall situation in a way that would not be good for the Ravens. But the Ravens did beat the Broncos 42-10. They won the head-to-head. And assuming it's a two-way tie, they'll be playing for some sort of seeding in the wild card, if that were the case. And it potentially could be seven or out with the Broncos if a team like the Colts or Dolphins were to go on a run while the Ravens lost several games and maybe ended up with, say, seven losses. And the Broncos and Colts and Dolphins, you know, two of those three ended up with only seven losses or fewer. So I think all of that put together is pretty slim. I still think the Ravens' chance to make the playoffs is roughly 99%, as we're talking about that. So that's the nice thing you can take away from that. But the only about a third of that, in my opinion, really belongs in the percentage chance to win the division. So it's going to take the Ravens to really play at a significantly higher level and be much more consistent over the remainder of the season to get the division won.
Yeah, the thing that we have going for us is that I think our remaining schedule is looking a lot better than Pittsburgh's remaining schedule. But, you know, again, they're a couple, you know, they've got a couple game lead, so mm-hmm. they'd have to drop a few and we'd have to run the table. So that is asking a lot. And so I think 1-3 is feels about right, kind of as, you know, anecdotally.
Right. Wouldn't be the worst thing necessarily. The Ravens haven't, you know, have traditionally been very good on the road. The one thing I'm a little bit concerned about in terms of road football in January, but this also really applies to home football to a certain degree, is weather conditions. I think Lamar is not a quarterback that does exceptionally well in wind or exceptionally well in cold. And I would prefer if they didn't play a game in either of those conditions if possible. And really do not want snow in Buffalo. Really do not want that.
Yeah. You know, you got to figure if Buffalo is going to be the 2 seed, then what, they'll be playing the 7 seed that first week.
So it's possible they get them then, and it's possible they get them in the second game if the Ravens were to play, say, the Texans in week 1. The Texans, for me, if the Ravens have to play on the road, they want to play in Houston.
I agree. You know, I don't think the fans are going to be – you know, I don't think the home advantage is as strong there as many of the other sort of AFC teams. And again, more so than that, the weather situation is definitely better. And I don't fear the Texans the same way that I feared them, you know, coming into Baltimore last year, and we handled them quite thoroughly.
Yeah. They were a scarier team last year around playoff time, I think, than they are right now, for sure.
Big time.
All right. Slava, always a pleasure to do this show with you. Tell folks where they can contact you online.
I'm on Twitter at Slava Cooperstein. That's SlavaKuperstein.
All right. Other folks out there, thanks for listening. If you want to do something nice for the show, introduce somebody else to it. By word of mouth is always best. And in particular, an older person who could directly play the podcast from the website is often a great way to get somebody started who's not familiar with podcasts. Slava, for Slava Cooperstein, this is Ken McKusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on One Last Thing.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.